speaking as a parent myself, it's difficult when you take a child to a playground and some of the equipment is tipped up or it's out of order because it's been vandalised or damaged. And we're just trying to make parents aware that this is happening in some of our play parks. And if they see someone at this, to try and let us know or to try and make them aware of the damage that they're doing.
Obviously, COVID-19 is putting financial pressures right across the board and also putting organisational pressures on council as a whole. And replacing equipment and getting things open again mightn't happen as quickly as it would normally as a result of where we are. And that just adds an extra dimension to the whole problem.
It does. Our council don't have an endless pot of money. Finances are tight. You know, we've had to close a lot of our services for a number of months. So our income is obviously limited now at the moment. Thankfully, we've got the parks reopened. People can go and use them. And when they go to use them, we want them to be able to use them in a safe manner. You know, we don't want to have to close parks. They've been closed for long enough. We want people out enjoying the fresh air, enjoying the good weather. You know, children are off school now at the moment, and we want to be able to provide recreation spaces for families as well. So, as I say, we're asking people to just be mindful of what they are. And these aren't, you know, council parks. These parks belong to the citizens of Derry City and Stabat District Council area, because effectively that's who pays for them, that's who pays for their upkeep, and that's who owns them. Who is it actually benefiting by damaging this equipment? It's benefiting no one. It's your own community that you're actually affecting. It's your own facilities that you're damaging and closing.